I remember making each and every one of these upcoming Lost movies as if it were yesterday, which it is, as if yesterday was tomorrow, by which time I had forgotten them until yesterday when fortunately, I remembered them again as if it were tomorrow, there, yesterday, which is where I was. But now I'm here again, watching them, these movies again, or at least a bit more conveniently, this movie of these lost movies, which I lived. Know every single one of them, and we made them together back then. Took a long time. Nowadays, I notice that they have a specific vocabulary, as if they were movies about the making of movies in the current period. Which, as I have just said, is yesterday, or will be when we get there. This is not unusual, these days anyway. I've just recently read a novel about a group of lost linguists who wander the earth, helping each other. And then before that, I read another novel about a person. Woman sold old books and kept going back to the beginning of the previous day again, which was really sort of ruinous for her professional life. But at least she got to keep the books that she otherwise would have sold that day. And I should note that this was only the first volume of the adventure, which continued in the same fashion. Now, these could have been movies, these two novels, or however many there are in the many volumes. And this movie could be a novel. Neither is true, or both are, or and both are. But anyway. It just goes to prove that you can have an emotionally resonant series of feature-length motion pictures, which are apparently primarily about the vocabulary of making and showing movies in the 21st century, sometime or other, which occurred, will again. If we are willing to commit ourselves to the crimes of history and also to the assiduous promotion of the techniques of informed viewing of history, which apparently includes understanding how movies are made on television and in the movies. By fictional characters, or at least so are wised up characters who are performing these thoughts and actions have been led to believe by the Manchu Edison Film Corporation, and thus much excitement and horror and laughter. And explosions and whoop, rapid escapes through color bars or whatever they were talking about when they cut to the chase, which apparently is chasing them. So straight ahead they go, not knowing that they aren't being chased. That's a great thing about the movies. Nothing ever happens, at least it didn't back then. Until the UFOs arrived. an event which was not unexpected, but which, once established as fact over and over again, taught us that it was good we had prepared for this by making so many lost movies, as they were the only defense that we were able to adequately muster against those imperious and inquisitive spinning discs in the sky. We knew what to do, or at least Judai and Juna did. I followed their lead.